Levi Strauss officially closes its last U.S. manufacturing plant today in San Antonio, Texas. About 800 people were laid off a few weeks back. Many had worked at the factory for 20 years or more. It'll be difficult for them to find similar jobs because much of the textile industry has moved to other countries, such as China, where workers are paid much less. The past 7 years have been difficult for Levi's. Revenues have dropped by half, and the decline hasn't stopped yet. But the venerable company, which invented blue jeans 130 years ago, says it will survive and has plans to get its pants into the closets of more Americans, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Levi's is one of those brand names with a recognition most companies only dream of. Like Band-Aid and Kleenex, people use the term Levi's even if they're referring to a product made by another company. But retail consultant Kurt Barnard says these days that's not enough to ensure profits.
Levi Strauss is a company that everybody loves, the name of which is almost symbolic of the United States, of American history, if you will. Yet nobody buys it.
Well, they're certainly not buying as much as they used to. Since 1996, Levi's sales have dropped from $7 billion to about $4 billion. Moody's Investors Service has downgraded the company's bonds twice in just the last couple of months. Levi's hasn't kept up with the times, according to Henry Roth. He hosts a program called Style Court on the Style Cable Network.
I think that people feel generally that the label presently is a little bit tired.
Roth says that's especially true in the one demographic that can make or break a clothing business, teenage girls. High schoolers attending this fashion class in Denver pay close attention to the latest clothing trends. They say Levi's is not a big player.
On a scale from 1 to 10, they like a 3.
14-year-old Asia Taylor says she prefers jeans from other labels like Tommy Hilfiger and Paris Blues. She says Levi's doesn't have the same variety of styles and colors.
It don't got no heart to it. You know, when you see something you like, you just go for it. It don't got none of that to it. When you look at Levi's, you be like, and just push it down the rack.
15-year-old Selin Duran says Levi's are for older people.
I think of my mom. She wears them a lot. I don't know. I don't really wear them. I just think that there's really no style to them. Like, they're just plain jeans. They don't have a certain style or anything to them.
Levi Strauss recently updated its clothing line, and these girls say they've noticed, but still aren't ready to switch from the brands they've become used to. Levi's spokesman Jeff Beckman says the company is working hard to win back customers. He says the current layoffs are part of Levi Strauss's turnaround strategy. By contracting out manufacturing overseas, he says the company can save a lot of money and focus on designing and marketing. Beckman says that will allow Levi's to respond to fads more quickly. He says historically it's taken the company at least a year to change styles.
It's more difficult to look into your crystal ball and accurately intercept what the trends will be 12 months out in the market.
Another problem for Levi's, jeans are actually cheaper now than they were in the 80s. Beckman says Levi Strauss is going after bargain shoppers with a new line called Signature. Walmart stores began selling the clothes this past summer, and the jeans cost about $20. So the big question is, have the changes increased sales?
Not yet.
Beckman says Levi's recovery will take some time. Recently, the company brought in new management to speed up that process. Retail analyst Kurt Barnard says the changes are a risk for the company, but he says Levi's didn't have any choice.
If there's going to be any salvation for Levi Strauss, it's the path that they have taken now.
Barnard and other analysts are watching the company closely and say they should know within a couple of years whether Levi Strauss is on the rebound or whether the company will be a victim of a fast-changing clothing market. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.